Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by...
We've got good news. The world is open again, and people like you, people of faith, are traveling to Catholic sites around the world. Want to travel with exceptional Catholic leaders this fall, next year, or in the future? Are you looking to see specific sites, celebrate traditional Latin Mass, or travel to destinations without vaccine requirements? We are here to help you deepen your faith on pilgrimage. Give us a call at 1-800-842-4842 or visit us online at selectinternationaltours.com. Select International Tours is your pilgrimage company, and we have the perfect Catholic trip for you.
Are you looking to serve God and society? Consider putting your gifts to work as a lawyer. Ave Maria School of Law has been educating faith-filled lawyers for over 20 years. Ave Maria School of Law is committed to training lawyers to use law appropriately around the moral issues of our time. Visit avemarialaw.edu to learn more about integrating your faith with a law degree.
In this edition of By Your Life, we talk about the importance of vision. When we have a clear vision and keep it in our sights, it provides motivation to keep moving forward, a guide for making decisions, and direction for when we get off course in business and in life. Welcome to the 190th episode of By Your Life. Thank you for joining me. I'm Lisa Hudiman, and I know that you have 100 different things you could be doing right now, so I thank you for choosing By Your Life. If you haven't already, please subscribe on your favorite podcast app or on the right side of the page on our website at byyourlife.com so I can send you notifications when each new episode is posted. And please forward to a friend you think would benefit from By Your Life. My goal is to inspire, empower, support, challenge, and encourage you to connect Sunday with Monday through Friday in a secular business world. It's my desire to help you live our Catholic faith in the marketplace and to trust that it's good for business. I hope to offer you practical ways to go forth and glorify the Lord by your life. In this edition, we'll reflect on the readings for the 33rd Sunday in Ordinary Time. The readings give us a reminder of our ultimate goal in this life, and that is to be with God in the next. Although the apocalyptic readings foretell of the great destruction, there is hope in the tribulation. We need to hold on to that hope. We need not to lose sight of the vision. For as George Washington Carver said, "Where there is no vision, there is no hope." This is why it's so important to have a clear vision. The psalmist wrote, "I set the Lord ever before me." When we have a clear vision and keep it in our sights, it provides motivation to keep moving forward, the guide for making decisions, and direction for when we get off course. At work, we know the importance of vision. It is an essential element of any strategic planning process and a powerful guide. However, a lot of companies have these awful, unmemorable, and totally uninspiring vision statements. They are the result of a committee wordsmithing a bunch of concepts into one hot mess of words. It's kind of like when my mother-in-law makes soup. Anything that's left over in the refrigerator or freezer is fair game and ends up in the pot. Lettuce, French fries, nothing is left out. A vision statement that's created this way is just as unappetizing. What's worse is that nobody remembers it. So it is no better than having no vision statement at all. As Helen Keller said, the only thing worse than being blind is having sight, but no vision. A vision should give you a clear picture of the future you are working toward. An example of a great vision statement is the Alzheimer's Association, which says, "A world without Alzheimer's disease." It is simple, memorable, clear, and purposeful. It gives meaning to the work of every employee and volunteer. The vision clarifies the desired results and expresses a true and meaningful destiny. It answers the question, why are we doing this? And it motivates perseverance when challenges might otherwise overwhelm. A vision also guides us. Our days are filled with hundreds of choices, each one of varying importance, but each one will take you closer to or further away from your vision. In the first reading, Daniel prophesied about the end of time and said, "The wise shall shine brightly." He also spoke of the others who were doomed to an everlasting horror and disgrace. That prompts me to ask, are you making decisions like the wise? When making decisions at work, we should ask, does what I'm planning to do move me closer to or further away from my vision? Without a vision, we can end up making choices based simply on short-term gain. And one of the things I've learned in life is most of the time when there is a short-term reward, there is also a long-term consequence. For example, I want to eat the cookie. The cookie tastes good. I enjoy the short-term reward of eating that yummy cookie. However, in the longer term, that cookie is not adding any value to my life. It is full of calories that add to my weight. The more I weigh, the worse I feel. And potentially, if it gets bad enough, I end up with other consequences like heart disease and diabetes. I don't think about those longer-term consequences when I'm enjoying that cookie. So I have another cookie, and it tastes good. The short-term reward. And another tastes good, too. Another short-term reward. And before you know it, one small bad choice starts to snowball into a long-term, overweight, unhealthy, and unhappy me. Here's another example. One of my clients recognized that he had a bad habit of snapping at his wife. Why did he do this? He said it was because she was so critical and always had something negative to say. He would say, "It's a nice day," and she'd respond, "Yes, but it's supposed to rain tomorrow." So he would snap at her, in his words, to shut her up. It worked. The short-term reward was a silencing of the negativity, but the long-term consequence was the damage it caused to their relationship. Unfortunately, this is how bad habits are created. Like sin, bad habits are reinforced by short-term rewards. But when we keep our vision clear and in front of us, it helps us to look beyond and deny the short-term rewards so that we might achieve the long-term goal. Visualizing the healthy, thinner you can help in saying no to the cookie. And imagining a healthy, happier relationship can help you hold your tongue when a harmful rebuke is waiting to come out. Vision is also important in creating good habits. Generally speaking, most good habits have short-term consequences and long-term rewards. Take exercising as an example. When you start a new exercise regimen, you end up with sore muscles. But if you work through it, after a while, you build strength. When you're in the middle of a workout, you feel horrible. When you're done, you feel invigorated. And even though you may experience some tired, achy muscles, if you keep working at it, you begin to enjoy the feeling and you are creating a healthier you. The good habit of exercise has short-term consequences, but long-term rewards. Without the promise of those long-term benefits to keep us going, we'd not likely persist at creating the good habit of exercise. Another benefit of vision is that it gives us perspective. Although the tribulation Jesus speaks of is of far greater significance than what we face day to day, we can sometimes feel like our daily troubles are overwhelming. But when you look at them in a scheme of eternity, most of our problems are insignificant. Keeping an eternal perspective also helps us to see a lot of what we do makes no sense. We heard this in the second reading from the letter to the Hebrews. It said, "Every priest stands daily at his ministry, offering frequently those same sacrifices that can never take away sins." Every day they are doing something that makes no sense and will never deliver their desired results. Like these priests or my clients that get stuck in the mire of their own making, are you doing something over and over that isn't yielding you your desired results? That's the definition of insanity. You know, spinning your wheels and doing the same old thing over and over again and expecting different results. To get off the merry-go-round of insanity, you need to realign with your vision. In How to Develop Your Personal Mission Statement, Stephen R. Covey talks about how an airliner is off course about 90% of the time. He says, the plane takes off at the appointed hour toward that predetermined destination. But in fact, the plane is off course at least 90% of the time. Weather conditions, turbulence, and other factors cause it to get off track. However, feedback is given to the pilot constantly, who then makes course corrections and keeps coming back to the exact flight plan, bringing the plane back on course. Because of our human nature, we too need to constantly make course corrections in life. We all face turbulence personally and professionally, and we can get off track. We all are lured by the short-term rewards of sin and take a wrong turn. But if we set our GPS, our God positioning system, on the Lord before us, He will recalculate and get us back on track. His path is usually better than the one we would have taken on our own. He helps us avoid traffic. He shows us the scenic routes. He helps us avoid tolls. He shows us the path to life. The goal is at His right hand forever. We don't know the day or the time, but we do know the right destination. If the plane you are on is headed to the wrong place, listen to the announcement. The doors are going to close. You need to get off now. And don't keep it a secret. Don't leave your family and friends on that plane headed to the wrong destination. When we see people headed for everlasting horror and disgrace, we should warn them. Shout, "Hey, get off. You're headed in the wrong direction." You do this when you get poor service, try a product that doesn't deliver as promised, or are disappointed by an event. You warn people not to make your mistake. You post a one-star review. Similarly, when you've found a great restaurant, you want to share a five-star review so others might enjoy it too. When you see a good movie, hear a great song, visit a beautiful place, you want others to know about it too. So tell them about how your heart is glad and your soul rejoices. Share with them the abounding joy in His presence so others may experience it too. We found the way to everlasting life. We should be eager to take others with us. The prophet Daniel said, "Those who lead the many to justice shall be like the stars forever." Let your star shine brightly and light the way for others to follow you. Come, Holy Spirit, fill the hearts of your faithful and kindle in them the fire of your love. Send forth your Spirit, and they shall be created, and you shall renew the face of the earth. May God bless you abundantly, and may you glorify the Lord by your life. Remember to subscribe on your favorite podcast app or on the right side of the page on our website at buyyourlife.com. And help us spread the word by forwarding to a friend, sharing on Facebook, LinkedIn, and Twitter. Just click the icons at the top of the post on our website. Also, you can check out the resources page on our website, where you can find links to the books and videos mentioned in this and other episodes of Buy Your Life. And I'm always interested in what you think. So give me some feedback or just leave a comment.
This is Kevin O'Brien of EWTN's Theater of the Word. I'm excited also to teach middle school and high school literature, speech, and drama with homeschoolconnections.com, an online Catholic curriculum provider. Your student can meet with me online for a live, interactive class. Whether you take apologetics with John Martinoni, or grade school with Jackie De La Viaga, or any of the other 400-plus courses with homeschoolconnections.com, online Catholic learning for your homeschooling family is available for you.